Okay, we are sounding good. We are looking good. We are back. What is going on? Fantastic, amazing, special, wonderful. That's all the words I can think of right now. I'm so sorry. I thought I had more, but nonetheless, you know that you are loved, you are appreciated, and you were all greatly missed. But what is going on, everyone? Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. And to my first time listeners, first and foremost, thank you and welcome to an exciting episode of the Chillin' with Chillis podcast. I am your host, who will forever do the most, whether it's from city to city, train to train, plane to plane, coast to freaking coast, no matter where, no matter when, no matter how long. I will always be your boy and hopefully still one of your favorite podcasters to tune in and listen to, Chillist. It has been quite a while. It feels like it's been forever. I look at today's date. It is June 16th, 2022, the last episode that I recorded, uploaded, and presented to all of your wonderful ears was May 10th. So technically it hasn't been that long, but in terms of recording and trying to keep up with every other amazing podcaster out there, it feels like it's been a very long time. I feel like I'm out the game and I'm jumping back in. I was in so much of a headspace that I was legit thinking about erasing all the episodes that were recorded in the past and just started fresh again. But then I said, you know what? No. In case you want to celebrate Thursday and it's traditional throwback mode, I decided to keep the episodes and just keep on going. It's been a lot. There's been so much on my mind, so much that I wanted to use this platform to speak on, but, you know, I had to wait because there was so much going on behind the scenes. There was a lot. But I'm back now, and it is so great to speak with all of you, every single one of you. Thank you so much for tuning in to the past episodes and just being patient, just, you know, keeping faith and not losing hope. We are here. I can't say for sure how long we're here because, like I said before in the last episode when I sounded sick, I am going to record. I just don't know how often that'll be. Right now, we're good, but I don't want to jinx it. So I'm just going to focus on the here and now and just say that I hope that all of you have been doing well. Hope all of you had great days leading up to today. You experienced nothing but positive vibes, fantastic people and great food in any specific order that you want. And most importantly, I do hope that all of you have a safe place to go to when the world does the most with this trials and tribulations sponsored and brought to you by life. That's one thing I will always want for all of you, because these days since I've been gone, there's been nothing but foolishness, unnecessary nonsense, and just your typical round the world BS. Like, it just seems that no matter how fortunate we all are to see another day and have an opportunity to do something different, most of us who live in ignorance, most of us who just decide to spread negativity, we just decide to keep that hat on and just keep it pushing. I don't know why. I wish I did, but it's unfortunate. But all of you just be safe and sound in the meantime. Hopefully one day the world gets it right. Not even the world, because the world is not even responsible for what's going on. The world is only doing what the world needs to do, and that is just keep on spinning in this quiet yet ginormous galaxy of ours that we're in. But yeah, we're back. You know, there's been a lot. There's a lot that I can't talk about. There's a lot that I can, but I won't. I was just preoccupied with what life had thrown at me recently. So I'm back, I'm in a decent headspace, and I'm here to record. I really have nothing to talk about though. It's so crazy. You all have to understand my process. I'll have mental notes, I'll have actual notes, and this will be either the day before or just leading up to recording. I'm over here like, all right, I got this, I'm hitting with this, and then I'm gonna throw this in there, and now I'm just like, how's the weather? Well, I will jump into that because the weather has been crazy. It's not even summer yet. Summer's around the corner, but it has been, this heat is no joke, which is why I have been team fall for a long time. I will say this though, spring hasn't been bad. I haven't had any allergies, but I have had allergies towards the end, the middle, or the beginning of summertime. So all the more reason why I'm not looking forward to the next 3-4 months. But aside from that, you know, I'm grateful to be here. So I guess I have to like put that over what I really want to do, which is to stay indoors, keep the AC on. I'm really, really, really pushing for remote working. I think that is the future. I think that is one of the best things that came out of the pandemic. And I think that's one of the best things that were birthed from whatever meeting at whatever job or whatever company. Let's just keep pushing that. Let's keep us all safe indoors in the comfort of our homes. Let's just work in our boxers, our pajamas, our onesies. No more going outside. No more interactions. It's ghetto out there. Like, I'm not even going to lie to you. You can't even go outside to the supermarket without some nonsense unfolding, such as a fight, such as someone trying to steal something. I was reading something today that a New Jersey mall had suffered a robbery in less than 60 seconds, 1 minute. I think that's what I read exactly. I don't have the article, but I read it this morning. I'm just like, come on, man. Come on. I used to be against people being influenced by movie, TV, whatever it is that captivates minds. And I used to say, no way in the world no one's influenced by it. But you see all of this stuff that you say to yourself, this can only be thought of if you watch the television show. I swear to God, not even a cartoon, maybe a cartoon. People are getting ideas out of nowhere. And I guess we're at that breaking point now. If you really pay attention to what's going on in the world, you can see that the breaking point is here. It's between the dotted lines. It's right there in your face. There's so much going on with humanity. You could just tell that, yeah, we're here. We're not really about society's norm anymore. We're just doing our own thing, and it doesn't really matter. There's so much going on. Sometimes I'll read an article and I'm like, okay, this is crazy. Then I read something and I'm like, there ain't no way in the world. Where are people coming up with this stuff? You would think that as much as people want to be left alone, there would be less human interaction going on these days, especially these days. I was reading that, you see, it's been so long. I don't even know if I spoke about it during the last episode, but it's okay. Repetition is our friend here at the Chillin' with Chillers podcast. But I seen that monkeypox are making a comeback. I see COVID has just reached new heights. And I also seen that COVID has become something that went from a big panic to just existing with it and doing our best to not spread it and just to push through it if we do have it. So now I guess, you know, the government feels like, oh, they're handling COVID pretty well. I'm very proud of them. Let's hit it with the monkeypox. Yeah, it's about that time. It's like we cannot catch a break. It's so crazy. I don't know if it's something that truly is a part of the plan or someone is in the lab and they have no idea what's what and they're releasing the wrong stuff or they're pressing the wrong buttons. It's like, yo, John, what are you doing? I'm just finally putting a lock on this COVID, man. We got the vaccine out, you know, they're typing on the computers and then they're just like, wait, you just released the monkeypox. And they're like, oh, are you serious? And they're like, oh my gosh, here we go again. Because in my mind, I'm like, I don't trust the government, of course, but there's no way in the world the government is setting themselves up for failure. That's just something that just doesn't make any sense at all. You gotta be joshing me. Like, there's no way in the world. Sorry, I had to zoom out real quick to make sure that I was recording. I don't know if you heard it faintly, but I was typing on my keyboard while just presenting my idea of what is going on in the labs, and I thought I might have pressed something. But yeah, you know, we missed out on celebrating Mother's Day on here, but Mother's Day is every day. But happy belated Mother's Day to everyone out there who fits the definition of the word mother. Father's Day is coming up. And if I don't get a chance to record on that day or during the week of, I want to wish all my fathers out there a happy Father's Day, everyone who fits the definition. You see, in this day and age, I'm learning something. And this is not me criticizing anyone at all. But I noticed that everyone wants credit now. So I can't even just give credit to those who the day is aimed for. Like Father's Day, you're going to hear a lot of mothers who fill the role of fathers and say, you know, what about us? And I'm giving you all that love and credit. Sometimes, you know, you're so focused on getting love and recognition, you don't even realize that I'm already giving it to you. Same thing with Mother's Day. There are fathers who fill the roles of mothers who will be like, hey, look, what about me? This is, hey, if you fit the role, then this is for you. I feel personally that I don't need recognition from anyone to know what it is that I'm doing or celebrate myself. You know, and I'm not saying that to you know, downplay anyone who is giving me credit, but I think we're a little too hung up on making sure we're recognized by everyone, especially when we want to be recognized by, we want to be recognized for things we really don't need public recognition for. For example, if I'm a parent, then I'm only concerned with my children who gave me that role and what they think. You know what I mean? Because, you know, kids can't understand everything. But I'm not looking to say, hey, mom, am I doing a good job? Hey, guys, tell me that I'm doing a good job. Please, please, please. But then, you know, there's so much going on in this world. Maybe people need recognition. So I'm learning a lot. I learned a lot during my time away from here. And the best I could say now is to each their own. I think I might have said that before. I think I always say that. I think if I go back, I collect all episodes and I just put it in a search engine and I just type in one keyword, to each his own is probably going to pop up. You're also going to hear a lot of who the hell am I, because that's another thing I'm learning. I'm no one special. I'm no one important. I'm just me. So whatever I say, whatever my opinions are, it's just for me to share. It's not for something. It's not for someone to copy and paste and be like, yo, Chilla said it, so it has to be true. I'm learning so much. This world is changing every single day. And I am fortunate to be a part of the good parts of this world, like witnessing all the positive changes. For example, we are slowly but surely learning to be empathetic when it comes to listening to each other, because there has been a lot of unfortunate tragedies that were the result of being ignored, of being misunderstood, of being criticized. So we're slowly but surely, we're rising up in that department. If I had an applause button, I would press it. I only have my hand, so it doesn't sound right. When I clap now, I don't know if it's because my mind is in the gutter. I feel like it just doesn't sound right at all. Like, I have to clap with my fingers now. Because if I clap like this, it's going to sound like, hey, yo, Chillis, this is a family podcast. The hell are you doing? Then I'm going to be like, yo, first of all, who decided that? And I'm going to be like, yeah, it was me. I decided that. It feels good. It feels good to record again. I've been saying all of these words and it's only been 13 minutes. I don't even know how long I'm going to record this, but I'm going to record this for as long as I can. Maybe give you all 40 minutes. If you did miss my voice, this is the perfect time. Last episode, I sounded terrible. I sounded really bad. But thank you all for pushing through and listening. If I would have heard me, which I did, I would have just paused. Yeah, no, I'm not doing this. And I know I left the episode on a part one and I have to finish part two. Right now, I'm just kind of jumping back into the groove of things. Just a side note, I think I brought this up too. I'm using a new recording program again because the one that I was relying on when I went to kick off season 5, it is just doing everything but what I wanted to do. It's recording, but it's only recording 15 minutes. And now, well, that's what it was doing before, but now it's recording just about 10 minutes. And I'm just like, okay, I'm saying all of that. So this new program that I'm using, Cakewalk, thank you for existing, and it is working smooth, it is working wonderful, so shout out to that. I see racism is still a big thing going on, and I don't know what it is. I know I just said, you know, who the hell am I, but I have to share this again. I don't understand what racists get out of waking up in the morning, seeing another day, and just investing their time and energy into proving why they are the superior race instead of just existing. Yeah, I gotta look at it like this. Well, look at me trying to teach racists. I look at it like this. If I wanted to prove that I was better than you, I would continue just doing what I'm doing in my field. You know, if I did pay attention to what you're doing, like say, for example, you were trying to get a car and I knew that and I secretly hated you, I would just got my car. I would have focused my time on being better by just improving myself, not going out my way to downplay every single thing that you do. Because what's even worse is, for racists, you can hate us and we're over here like, oh, okay, cool, thank you for sharing that, but there's a lot I gotta do right now. I gotta pay my bills, I gotta make sure that I make this work on time. You're probably like 20th on my list and I only care about 10. You know what I mean? So I don't get it. I say that to say that I saw a video today about a 16-year-old boy who was driving through a Florida neighborhood, and his car was damaged by who I thought were two white men. It was actually a group, but the two men got arrested because there was a woman in the video saying, "Get out of our town." I thought she was talking to the two men, but she was actually talking to the young man. And I'm saying to myself, this is a 16-year-old. If you have kids, you either had a 16-year-old or you're currently raising one. This is what you want to show them. This is something that you get up for, and this is you feel great about this. You do realize there's police, right? That you could have just did this. If the cops were half as corrupt as you are, they would have took care of that for you. But now you want to prove that, you know, you care about the neighborhood, which you probably ignore about 10 other 16-year-olds who look different from that young man. But they got arrested, the two gentlemen, and me using gentlemen, I'm using that word very lightly, but they got arrested. I think they posted bond. I don't know. I didn't pay attention to it. Sometimes I just read stuff and I'm so over the whole racist thing, in all honesty. I'm aware of it because in some aspects it could get dangerous. But for the most part, when I read it, I'm like, come on, man. These guys look like they were about 50 years old too. Like your foot is in the grave. You don't use the other foot to just try to get in the way of someone else who's not even bothering you. They would have drove past the neighborhood originally if you didn't throw a rock. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. But again, it's like I said, humanity is at that point where there's no such thing as just restraint anymore. Anyone is doing anything that comes to mind. They don't give a damn. And it's just like, all right, well, cool. Good for you. I guess. I don't know. I just say that if you feel you need to take the restraints off and you can do whatever, someone else that you're going to cross paths with is going to do the same thing. Be mindful of what you do. Be mindful. I see us having about maybe 2 years left before things go to shit, even more than they already are. I'm telling you, cops are just, they're going to end up not having that same respect. People are going to go against cops, and before you know it, we're going to slowly but surely exist in a purge-like scenario. And the only thing I want, if the purge exists, is a Nintendo Switch. My girlfriend knows why. I am trying to make some moves. There's a lot of Pokemon games that came out, and I'm just like, I need these. This is what I need right now. This is what I'm focusing on. Of course, I have to focus on other things too, but if a purge happened, you would see me without the mask on, because no shame, I'm going for the Switch. I'm going to bump into somebody else. What you doing? I'm about to rob a bank, man. What you about to do? I'm about to hit this GameStop over here. They got the limited edition Switch. I just want the traditional one. Go in, go out. I'll probably sneak back in and get a couple of controllers, and I'm sending out a message. Hey, after y'all finish on this purge, I got this Smash Brothers party coming. Might do some Pokemon battles. Come through. It's going to be lit. I just want to make sure that I exist in a world where I'm just like, hey, look, I get it. Just don't come after me, though, because I just want to throw Switch parties. That's it. And imagine, you know, my idea of a purge is just that. But there are those who are a little more extreme. You listen to them, you're like, the hell are you on, man? Like, but we're all close to reaching our breaking points, too. I see it. You could see it. You could feel it. This summer is either going to be a sneak preview or we're going to hit here. Who knows? I could be off with my prediction, and it's right here. It's way too much going on that you say to yourself, I never would have thought I would experience this. I was talking with someone, and they were like, yo, why does the world have to go to shit now that I'm old enough to live in it? When I was a teenager, everything was fine. When I was a kid, everything was okay. Now it's just like, I can't even do all the things I thought I was going to do. I'm 30 now. I thought that I was going to be a homeowner, and I just see that's, I'm going to be a home renter. I personally want to go back to the days where you could just find some land and build a house. I don't even need cable. I think I will do good with, I was going to say like, what do you call it? A lantern. I get like glow worms. Listen to me. The fireflies, put them in the jar, but then that's a little bit inhumane. So what I will do is just light something up, hang it, and that's it. I just need a roof over my head. I might do a farm. I'm thinking of going back because it's way too expensive to be human now. It's way too expensive to be human. And I have no idea what's going on. Gas is up to $5 now. In some places it's up to $8. And I'm just like, while all of this chaos is going on, things are happening for the worst. Things are inflating. They're inflating groceries. Someone told me, and I know that you know, they weren't lying because I made it my business to keep this in my head. Someone told me bacon was $13. I'm like, there ain't no way in the world you paying the price for a meal and you only get in a portion of it. $13 is what you get if you get, well, what you used to be able to pay for to get like some eggs, some fries, some bacon, cheese. Now you paying $13 for 5% of the DLC? Are you serious? No, that's crazy. That's out of pocket. That's out of line. I don't know what's happening, but this world is so like, no, again, I'm not blaming you, Earth. This government is so stupid. And I'm going to say this because you're raising prices everywhere and you're making it virtually impossible to make a living outside of your system. For example, just something I have in my head, you know, food's expensive, right? So some people will say, you know, I'm going to farm my own foods. They won't let you do that because of, you know, animal rights, or the land might not be yours to freely have a farm. You can't plant certain seeds because certain seeds aren't in fruits anymore. It's like you're making this system for us to follow you for what? It's going to fail. It's going to fail. You're not giving us a break. You're not giving us leeway. You want to support a war that only 20% of us support. I didn't even know the Ukraine war was still going on. I'm not saying that out of ignorance. I'm saying that because it went from support Ukraine to silence to now Ukraine is going to receive a whole bunch of money, which I thought we didn't have because people have been asking for the stimulus checks and there's just been silence. How do you expect us to support a country when we in the country that is asking for support need support ourselves? That doesn't make any sense. Like I said, reset button. I strongly stand behind that. You know, I'm surprised. I'm surprised Anchor has really let me just go off the rails and be like, yo, reset button. What are you talking about? Let's listen to the episode. Oh, chill us now. You got to go. What are you talking about? I'm surprised. But then, you know, I'm actually happy. Thank you for giving me my platform to say whatever I want. I guess you all realize that I'm saying it in the safest way possible. I could be a radical about it and just be like, hey, yo, I'm not going to do it. Even an example. As we've also seen recently, I do want to talk about what's going on with Gunner and Young Thug, but in short, my response to that is if it was any other artist of a lighter color, would it be the same or would it be a little bit differently? Would you be surprised if my answer was the second one? Because the way they're talking, I don't know these two at all. I barely listen to their music. But for the sake of the benefit of the doubt, I will say they don't seem like gentlemen that will publicly put themselves out there to be painted as these heroes and they know that they're guilty. They're going out their way to say some things about how they can't rap about a lifestyle that isn't theirs for entertainment value without suffering these harsh repercussions. And I'm saying to myself, you know something? That's a good point. That's a good point. Now, part of me wants to say, you know, you shouldn't rap about a lifestyle that isn't yours. However, because we all know that music is entertainment, there are some artists out there throughout all the genres that are speaking from life experiences. That's what makes some of them the greatest. That's what makes some of them repetitive. But that exists in that realm. However, I lost my point. That's crazy. I'm jumping back into this. But there are those who can be glorified for a lifestyle that isn't theirs. And there are those who have been under the radar, or so we thought, and then just get ignored. When I used to do music, I kept it honest. There was nothing that I said that I felt was going to be traced back to me. You know what I mean? But now I'm over here like, whoa, hang on. My phone is blowing up. Oh shoot, this is a Scotty, my bad bro, you are officially on the Chilling with Chillers podcast. So I am going to just send this message. Look at that. Hell yeah bro, please. Oh, that's crazy. It's funny, I put my phone on DND, but that message was meant to come through. Even though I heard it on my watch, I actually thought that was a bug behind me and I was trying to push through to record. You'll have no idea. Last time, this was Saturday. I'm sleeping, right? Well, I'm at that point where I'm about to wake up, but I'm just resting to see if I got more rest in me. So I'm over here. I'm laying down, eyes closed. I hear a... I'm like, all right, somebody mowing their lawn mad early. Then I heard it. I'm like, wait. I looked up. It was the biggest wasp. I leaped out of my mattress. Walked downstairs for a bit. I played it off. Nobody knew why I ran downstairs. I don't even think no one heard me scream. They probably did. They probably just like, chillers, what the hell going on? That thing was huge. I told Drew about it. Drew was like, yo, I got something for it. I was so paranoid to go into my room. I waited until probably 4 hours afterwards. When I went upstairs, I was just kicking stuff around. I was coughing. Nothing. It probably flew out the window. Never in my life did I know that wasps can grow that big or sound that powerful. I was mortified. I was mortified. But yeah, I'm definitely going to jump into the conversation about Young Thug and Gunner. There's a lot of stuff that I want to talk about. On a serious note, there's a lot going on that I want to share my opinion about. Some of it is the same old, same old. Some of it is new. Some of it is something that's interesting. I will say to those that I know personally that record music, just please be mindful of what you say. Have the mindset that everyone's listening. You know what I mean? Don't assume that you have one place and no one's listening. Be mindful. Be mindful. You know what I'm saying? Be very strategic when you talk about whatever it is that you choose to talk about, because they're coming for everyone, slowly but surely. They're cracking down. A RICO charge, that's hard to come back from. That's hard to get out of. So I do wish them both the best of luck. If it does work out for them, I'm going to hit up Young Thug and Gunna be like, hey, listen, I got a low-key podcast. You know, we're not connected to anything. I'm not on some Vlad TV energy. You can come. You can talk your story. But, you know, whatever we see, when we see the harshness of what's going on, we all know what it's about. And my phone is going off. You know something? I'm going to just probably leave it here. 27 minutes is fine. 27 minutes is fine. I'm gonna stop it here. It's good to be back. Thank you all again so much for tuning in, for sharing, for listening, for just being patient. The Chillin' with Chillers podcast is still here. I'll probably do the part two episode to my last episode on the next episode. If not, it's definitely gonna be in rotation. I'm trying to hit 25 episodes. I'm trying to hit 30 episodes. So I already know what I have to do. It's June. We still have time. I was saying to myself the other day, it's so crazy how it was January. I was bringing in the new year, and now it's June. I'm like, yo, time is either flying or I'm just not paying attention like that anymore. But I'll be back soon, everyone. You all be safe, be sound, keep your feet to the ground, stay cool. I had an outro last time, I lost it, so we are right back where we started. I guess that's just the way the cookie crumbles. What do you mean I can't use that? What are you talking about? Oh, and we definitely have to talk Marvel. We definitely have to talk Marvel. We have to talk DC. There's a lot of stuff going on that we have to talk about, and we will talk about it. And when I do talk about it, you're going to hear me talk about it. All right, I'm just trying to kill time so I can hit 30 minutes. You know what? Let's just stop. All right, everyone watching the basketball. What do you think? Who do you think is gonna take it? I don't know why I'm talking to all of you like you're all gonna respond back to me. This is me talking to myself. Actually, I'm talking to my Infinity Gauntlet, and also myself. So I guess, you know. Yeah. So you know, it's Thursday. So you know the weekend's coming up. I hope you all have some plans. If any of you are throwing barbecues, hit me up on here. Follow me on the Chillin' with Chillers podcast. That's my IG. Email me at chillersstateofmind@gmail.com. And let me know. I'll pop up. You know, to those out there that are doing their podcast thing, shout outs, love to all of you. I do want to collab soon. It's coming. Just give me some time. And my phone is blowing up, so thank goodness my phone is blowing up now and not while I was recording, because I would just press stop and just tend to whoever's sending me a message and then just go about my business. But we're here, you know. It's the longest 30 seconds of my life. 40 seconds in. So yeah, you know, intro music is still going strong. Might work on a intro song a little earlier than I usually do, because that does tend to be a little bit overwhelming. Especially when I have a whole bunch of sounds that I just saved together and I didn't put anything together, but I'm going to work on that. And we are good. All right. Yeah, I told you we'd do it. I told you. All right, everyone. I'll holler at you all. Be safe. Chillest out.